This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Katy Perry is still the most followed person on Twitter, and she just became the first person to hit the 100 million follower mark. The 32-year-old entertainer hit the milestone 1 week after her fourth studio album, Witness, debuted at number one in the U.S. Coincidentally, Donald Trump took to Twitter that morning to claim he has 100 million people following him on social media, but in reality only has 32.4. Isn't that fake news, Donald? Sad. Shanghai Disneyland welcomed more than 11 million guests in its first year of operation. Disney Chairman and CEO Bob Iger was on hand in China to celebrate the first anniversary of the Shanghai Disney Resort, which includes the Shanghai Disneyland theme park. It was built at a cost of $5.5 billion as a joint venture with the Shanghai municipal government. The original Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California in 1955. And amazingly, Mickey hasn't changed his underwear once. Speaking of Anaheim, droves of pint-sized fans turned up for the world premiere of Disney Pixar's Cars 3 at the Anaheim Convention Center. Spray-on tattoo artists, performers on stilts, and arts and crafts stands entertained little ones prior to the start of the third film in the franchise. The star of the film, Owen Wilson, brought his son, and also in attendance were cast members Kerry Washington and Black-ish star Jennifer Lewis. Ariana Grande will be the first person to receive an honorary citizenship of Manchester in recognition of her, quote, great many selfless acts and demonstrations of community spirit, unquote, following the May 22nd terror attack on the city. On June 4th, the pop star returned to stage the One Love Manchester concert just 13 days after the terrorist attack there that killed 22 people. The concert has raised over $10 million for victims and their families via text and online donations. Star Wars fans are happy that a Hollywood bar inspired by the space adventure franchise is continuing its run for another month. The Scum and Villainy Cantina on Hollywood Boulevard features a mixture of sci-fi influences and a Tunisian design. The bar features cocktails like the Blue Milk, a delicious specialty rum concoction. A $50 ticket gets you two drinks, a collectible coin, and a souvenir glass. For tickets, visit scumandvillainycantina.com. Oh, and bring your lightsaber. They're not provided. The teaser trailer for Black Panther, Marvel Studios' upcoming movie, generated 89 million views in the first 24 hours of its debut. Black Panther stars Chadwick Boseman, who plays T'Challa, aka Black Panther, the king of the fictional African nation of Wakanda, who must defend his people from threats internal and external. The movie will be released on February 16th, 2018. T'Challa! T'Challa! Bruce Springsteen is planning to do an 8-week stint on Broadway at the Walter Kerr Theater starting this November. The boss is reportedly going to perform a pared-down version of his touring set 5 nights a week at the 975-seat theater, essentially giving a close-up look at the material he typically brings to stadiums. The theater gave their space to Bruce for free, but will collect all the alcohol revenue for the run, and that could net them a whole lot of cash. Rocker Ronnie James Dio's widow is furious that Kiss legend Gene Simmons has filed a petition to trademark rock and roll's iconic devil horns hand gesture. Wendy Dio doesn't think that her late husband should be credited with it either, saying that he adopted it from an old Italian sign that he picked up from his grandmother. Wendy said, quote, "I think he's made a complete fool of himself. It's disgusting. What does he want?" Unquote. Well, sounds like Gene being, Gene. Dr. Dre gave $10 million to help build a performing arts center at the new Compton High School in his hometown neighborhood of Compton in L.A. It will feature state-of-the-art equipment and facilities for digital media production, as well as a 1,200-seat theater. Dre said, quote, "My goal is to provide kids with the kind of tools and learning they deserve. The Performing Arts Center will be a place for young people to be creative in a way that will help further their education and positively define their future," unquote. Good for you, Dr. Dre. Now, what's Suge Knight going to provide? Singer and full-time brat Justin Bieber debuted his brand new tattoo on his upper thigh that reads, "Better at 70," with the explanation, "I look back at a lot of things in my life, mistakes, insecurities, and although I've felt I've wasted a lot of time, it also makes me want to be better, faster, and longer. For me personally, I want to work every day to be better at 70. Good for him, although that means we have to wait another 47 years for him to start behaving himself. Rocker Bob Seger has finally allowed his music onto major streaming services. 12 of his albums, including his most popular titles, Night Moves, Stranger in Town, Against the Wind, Like a Rock, and Greatest Hits Volumes 1 and 2, are now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and others. Hey, Peter Gabriel, are you listening?
The Trash Bin.
Chris Brown needs an education in preventing domestic violence, and the judge gave him a year of it after his ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, testified in Brown's restraining order hearing. The judge also ruled Chris has to stay away from Karrueche for the next 5 years. After his Rihanna conviction, Chris had to attend domestic violence counseling, and later, when he violated probation in that case, he was forced to attend anger management. Yeah, looks like those didn't help.
The news wrap-up.
Scopely, the mobile game developer, whose titles include a hit spin-off of The Walking Dead, announced $60 million in financing. Apple has lured away the co-heads of Sony Pictures Television to head up its video programming unit. Instagram Stories crushed Snapchat with 250 million daily active users compared to 166. Fitbit wants to use its devices to detect sleep apnea, a condition that afflicts millions.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Transformers 5 unseats Cars 3 at the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Lorde has the new number one album with Melodrama.
The number one app.
What else would it be? It's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
John Grisham's Camino Island is the best-selling book in the USA.
DJ Khaled is a record producer, radio personality, DJ, record label executive, and author. Last year, he scored a big hit with his 9th studio release, Major Key. Now he's just dropped his latest release. From his brand new album, Grateful, here's DJ Khaled with Rihanna and the song of the week, Wild Thoughts.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow.
Go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow.
That was DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna with the song of the week, Wild Thoughts. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.